This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the November 14th, 2024 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners. This meeting is also being made available telephonically for access to the public. Val Lingosani, Assistant Director of IT, will provide information on this meeting.
Good morning. This is Val Lingosani, Assistant Director of IT at Rhode Island Housing. This meeting will be recorded and available for review on the Rhode Island Housing website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff participating telephonically in the meeting, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask telephone participants to please mute your telephones if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-429-1430. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Kelly Kenyon Lavallee, Deputy General Counsel. All members of the Board of Commissioners are appearing in person this morning in keeping with the Rhode Island Open Meetings Act. Members of the public may also access the meeting via teleconference or attend in person according to their preference. If the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until audio is restored. Chairman Pryor will preside this morning and will be voting by voice vote. Meeting participants, please state your name prior to speaking each and every time. Telephone participants, please mute your lines if you are not speaking. Now I will turn it over to Chairman Pryor to call the meeting to order.
Good morning, it's Stephen Pryor. It's 2 a.m. and to order. I'm gonna go ahead and ask Carol to conduct a roll call to get us started.
Certainly. Commissioner McAllister?
Here.
Commissioner Designee Weber?
Here.
Commissioner Orth?
Here.
Commissioner Pryor?
Here.
Commissioner Designee Cabral?
Here.
Chairman.
Item one is, as always, approval of the minutes. This is for October 17th. Please take another look, see if you have any questions or comments. And I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve, this is Steve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any edits or questions? Hearing none, Kelly, would you conduct the vote?
Absolutely. This is Kelly Kenyon Lavallee. Commissioners, all those in favor of approving the minutes of the Board of Commissioners meeting held on October 17th, 2024, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this chilly morning. Forego the remarks and go straight into the agenda. And item three is Executive Director's review of recent activities and trends. Carol,
thank you. Thank you, Chair. I'm pleased to report that as of the end of October, we exceeded our performance goal in the homeownership area. We had our goal was 1,300 units, and as of 10/31, we are at 1,338 units. So great work by the homeownership team and our participating lenders. Development group has been very busy, as you all know, and they recently launched the RFP for housing tax credits and some ancillary financing programs. Applications are due back December 16th. Hopefully we can start bringing actions to the board, maybe as early as January if it doesn't kill Dan and the team.
You have a goal, Carol.
Yes, yes it is.
In December?
Yeah, right. Happy year. The team closed 2 deals, 4% deals in October, and they expect to close 4 deals by the end of this month. Congratulations to our leased housing team. I don't think anyone's here in that group, but they again achieved a high performer CMAX score, so great work on their behalf. We've had a few events this month, and yesterday we participated in a groundbreaking celebration for Addie Bassoon House in Portsmouth. The governor was there with the developer and many, many community partners. James represented us, and I hear he was just great. This development will provide 54 age-restricted units along with a senior center. I want to highlight the work that's done by our DEIB committee members, and on it should be page 7 of the ED report. They put together a statement of common understanding, and they've worked on this, and I think it really represents the DEIB role of Rhode Island Housing, and I just want to congratulate them on that important work. And lastly, we went to market in September for a family issuance. The sale provides $6 million for the developer to five affordable developments against strong demand for our bonds of $216 million in orders. That's it, you.
Okay. Questions? Please.
I have a question for you, Leslie, about the delinquency rate and where you see that headed and where our borrowers are kind of positioned.
Yep. So unfortunately, our delinquency is pretty high right now. We've been monitoring the trends that we've been seeing, and right now we're about as high as we were in March of 2021, which is about a year into it. That is definitely concerning. We had 1,653 delinquent overall delinquency as of month end October. What I think is most concerning is that 1,100 of those borrowers are borrowers who previously received loss mitigation assistance during COVID and post-COVID. So that's a significant number of delinquent borrowers who are redefaulting after receiving assistance. So that's really where we're focusing right now. Why that's happening. And what we're hearing from borrowers pretty much consistently is that inflation is strangling them. So even though we're seeing a reduction in inflation, prices of food really haven't gone down. Cost of energy hasn't gone down. Insurance continues to increase. Even credit card debt is impacting borrowers because of the significant increases in interest rates. Minimum payments on credit cards have gone up quite a bit. So the challenge is, you know, how can we overcome that? And, I mean, we're really at a standstill right now. In fact, about 19% of the borrowers who received FHA loss mitigation have received multiple iterations. So they've received multiple modifications. They may have received half funds. They may have received FHA partial claim funds. So they're kind of at the end of their options at this point. So those are all things that we're going to have to tackle. And in April of 2025, many of the loss mitigation options are coming to an end. They're scheduled to revert back to pre-COVID options, which are less flexible. We're talking with Peter Pagonis right now, Health Center, to see if they can do some intensive budget counseling to see if they can help borrowers, but it definitely is a challenge. But we will continue looking for options for borrowers to retain their homes.
Okay. Just a follow-up question.
Please.
And I'm sure this is on a case-by-case basis, but are you seeing that there is a buildup of the equity at least?
Yes. Homes? So borrowers definitely have equity. We're continuing. And those few instances in which we foreclose, borrowers have usually quite a bit of equity, and if the property sold to a third party, they're getting excess proceeds. You know, I think the challenge is nobody wants to come to the realization that they can no longer afford the property,
right,
and they have to relocate. And the other challenge is the high rents, right? So I think people are thinking, you know, I'm in my home, this is my home, my kids are in the school system. If I leave here, I'm going to have to pay a rental payment, you know, as high, if not higher, than what my mortgage is. So I think some of it is just, again, counseling may be one of the solutions, but unless, you know, people see a significant reduction in their uncontrollable expenses or an increase in their income, I don't know really what the solution is.
Yeah. Thank you.
Other questions? The issuance due in December, the tax credits, et cetera, and any initial questions from developers, any feedback so far?
No, surprisingly few. There's been a few questions about the state LIHTC, which Department of Housing has promptly responded. So, knock on wood, I guess what we put out is pretty clear.
Good.
And you spend a lot of, you do a lot of work beforehand,
yeah,
right? You know, teeing it up and answering questions, which I think that helps.
Great. You get the sense that on the state tax credit front, after questions are answered, people are getting the feel for it?
I think so. See.
Yeah. Good. Anything else, anybody? All right. Thank you for that report. Carol, item four, firm approval of reservation of low-income housing tax credits, LIHTC and financing for parcel 9, phase 2 in Providence, and, unsurprisingly, we have Ann.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. This is Ann Berman. So this request for action is for firm approval of a reservation of $1 million of low-income housing tax credits, as well as firm approval of a first mortgage of $4.35 million, a DAH2 fund, middle income fund, housing production funds, and ARP acquisition revitalization program funding. And this is all for Parcel 9, Phase 2. The developer is Penrose, and I want to acknowledge Rebecca Schofield, who is here. She's really done a great job. And if you haven't driven over through Fox Point, take a peek at the building that's there. It's really a handsome, it's a good-looking building. It's done a lot for the neighborhood. So Phase 2 is a new construction mixed-income development. It's on a vacant parcel in Fox Point. This is the second phase, and Phase 1's construction is nearly complete. I will say placed in service is going to be a little delayed, unfortunately, due to challenges with getting Rhode Island Energy, all of their equipment in place. So just it's still an ongoing issue. Part of it, I think, was exacerbated by the hurricane and the floods, and they had to pull a lot of crews out. But it should come online in January. Phase 2 will provide 61 units. 36 of these will be affordable under the LIHTC program to households with incomes ranging from 30% to 60% of area median income. There will be 15 middle-income units with rents at 100% of AMI, and there will be 10 market-rate units. 13 of the LIHTC units will be reserved for households earning no more than 30% of area median income. Similar to Phase 1, Penrose is partnering with Operation Stand Down, and they will also utilize solar and intend to meet the Zero Energy Homes standards. Since preliminary approval, the total development costs have increased about $1.6 million. This is mainly attributed to additional site work required for unsuitable soils and remediation, as well as some changes to the foundation design. There were also some MEP changes due to changes in our design and construction team has evaluated the proposed schedule of values, and they put a lot of work into it and determined that the current pricing is consistent with pricing on similar deals of size and scope. These cost increases were primarily covered with additional mortgage proceeds due to higher market rents. Penrose was also awarded some funds from the City of Providence. A couple of additional items of note. The project does include 15 middle-income units, but at preliminary approval, they were not awarded middle-income funds. So this RFA includes the middle-income funds and a corresponding reduction in one of the other sources. In addition, the state awarded Rhode Island Housing some emergency rental assistance funds. Those funds are designated for households with incomes below 50% AMI, and there's 13 here, and they have to be dispersed by December of 2025. So a portion of the ERA funds in about the approximate amount of about 2.7 has been substituted for several other funds, which will now be freed up for the next funding round, which is a good thing. The syndicator is NEF, and they're paying 90 cents per credit. The construction lender and investor in the syndication is Webster Bank. So in summary, we're requesting firm approval of $1 million of low-income housing tax credits, a first mortgage loan, a DAH loan, an HPF loan, a middle-income loan, and an ARF loan. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
I just asked, Ian, I thought the expenditure deadline for ERA 2 was September.
September of 2025. If I misstated that, I apologize. So it'll be the first money going out the door.
Yes, it will.
Questions?
On that, on the allocation of ERA 2, a very good idea. So I'm glad you are doing that and restoring funds to the pot. What does the developer need to do to ensure that we meet that deadline?
Close.
Yeah, that would be good.
And they are, Penrose is really proactive. Closing calls have actually been initiated, and they have a very firm goal of getting this deal closed in December. One reason is their contractor's already mobilized, and they'll be wrapping up phase one, so they'll be able to seamlessly move into phase two.
Yeah, and other than all of the capital stack assembly work regarding phase two, no physical work is happening yet on phase two?
I don't believe anything of substantial.
That indicates no.
This is a very important project. Congrats on getting it all the way to this point. Anything else for us to be mindful of to make sure that this one proceeds in accordance with all of our rules and all expectations?
No, I think we're in good shape. You know, all the documents will be reviewed. We'll cross our T's and dot our I's and make sure that I think the most important thing is making sure that, you know, the ERA 2 money is spent the way, you know, it's designated, so that when the feds come and audit, like they always do, you know, everything's in order. But I think we're in good shape. We have good systems in place for that.
Thanks to a lot of hard work by you. Thank you.
Well, and
Carol,
the
Jones, and thank you. And to the Housing Department as well. I know there was collaboration there, so Kayla Rosen is here. Thank you to the department. All right, are we ready to entertain a motion? Let's make a motion.
Motion to approve, this is Steve.
Is there a second?
Second, Rebecca.
Any further questions before we proceed? Hearing none, Kelly. Please take the vote.
Absolutely. This is Kelly Kenyon-LaValle. Commissioners, all those in favor of firm approval of reservation of low-income housing tax credits and financing for Parcel 9, Phase 2 in Providence, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you. Action item 5, approval of transfer of physical assets, CPA, and prepayment for Williams Woods Apartments in Providence. And back to you, Ann, if you will.
Thank you. This is Ann Berman. So similar to other CPAs, this is an administrative action. We're requesting approval of two items, ownership transfer of Williams Woods and the prepayment of the existing loans for Williams Woods. Williams Woods is an existing 54-unit development in Providence. It's currently owned by entities related to Wynn Development, and they intend to sell the development to an entity affiliated with Boulevard Capital, both of whom have other developments in our portfolio. As part of the sale price, the Boulevard entity will pay off approximately $3.1 million of debt to Rhode Island Housing. This includes our existing first mortgage, an existing targeted loan, and all of the accrued interest on the targeted loan. They'll also be paying a small prepayment penalty. The current manager is Wynn Residential, and they will be retained by the new owner, so there should be a seamless transition there. The initial compliance period for the LIHTC expired in 2022. The regulatory agreement and the existing LURA extend till 2035, and the new owner will assume all of the obligations under those documents. So happy to answer any questions.
Questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved, Sarah.
Is there a second?
Second, Mr. Steve.
Last shot at questions. Hearing none, Kelly.
Thank you. This is Kelly Kenyon-LaValle. Commissioners, all those in favor of approval of transfer of physical assets and prepayment for Williams Woods Apartments in Providence, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous.
Thank you. Item 6, approval of transfer of physical assets, another TPA, for Deerfield Commons Apartments in Deerfield. And once again, back to you, Ann.
Thank you. This is Ann Berman. This is also an administrative action. We're seeking approval of the transfer of the limited partnership interest in Deerfield Commons, which is located in North Smithfield. It's an 80-unit development with a long-term HAP contract. The current general partner is an affiliate of Cathedral Development Group. Their initial compliance period doesn't actually expire until 2027, so they're sort of doing this preemptively. The regulatory agreement does not expire until 2052. The current property manager is Property Advisory Group, who's an affiliate of Cathedral Development. No change contemplated. No new financing is currently anticipated. And I'll note that the development received a 99B on its last REAC, which is about as good as it gets. So just seeking approval of the transfer of the limited partnership interest.
Any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
This is Kevin. I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second, Rebecca.
Another shot of questions? Hearing Kelly, will take the vote.
Absolutely. This is Kelly Kenyon LaValle. Commissioners, all those in favor of approval of transfer of municipal assets, TPA, Deerfield Commons apartments in North Smithfield, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous.
Okay. Next several items were taken up in management committee. Glad to see them on the agenda. Item 7, approval of list of pre-qualified communication services and research firms. For this item, Chris Hunsinger. Chris?
Chris Hunsinger. This request for action seeks board approval for Rhode Island Housing to establish a roster of pre-qualified communications and research firms to assist us with a variety of activities. In September of 2024, we issued an RFP. It appeared on our website and the state's purchasing website and was disseminated through all of our normal channels. There were, in that RFP, 11 services or different tasks listed. You will see 8 here listed in the RFA that we are talking about today. So marketing, advertising, media buying, creative services, photography, report writing, public and stakeholder engagement, focus group surveys, in-depth interviews and facilitated meetings, strategic communications advice and counsel, and website hosting and support are the ones we're asking you to consider today. The other 3 tasks were production of state or federal required plans, grant writing, and industry and market analysis. We did not receive a lot of responses in those categories. We've decided to hold the RFP open, hopefully solicit additional responses. So we will probably come back to you on those. A selection committee was comprised of Rhode Island Housing staff and reviewed the responses in accordance with the criteria set forward in the RFP. I'm not going to read you all 17 firms. You'll see that some of them are in multiple categories because they have multiple competencies. So we are seeking approval to put these firms on the roster. They'll appear there for a period of 3 years. Staff will engage these firms from this list on an as-needed basis or solicit bids for particular projects consistent with our purchasing policies and dependent on the nature of the task. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Questions? The RFP remaining open for the reasons you stated, is there a deadline?
I believe it's tomorrow. It took a while to come to the board, but I believe it's tomorrow, and we have done our very best to make sure that folks know that it's there, using all different kinds of channels and forwarding to people, asking them to forward it. So hopefully we'll get a few more responses.
Great. Any other questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Motion to approve. This is Steve.
Second.
Second. Sarah.
Moved and seconded. Last shot at questions. Hearing none. Kelly.
Thank you. This is Kelly Kenyon LaValle. Commissioners, all those in favor of approval of list of pre-qualified communication services and research firms, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Item 8, approval of renewal master agreement with Metasource LLC. For this, please present.
Thank you. This is Leslie McMillan. This request for action is authorization for Rhode Island Housing to enter into a renewal of the master agreement with Metasource LLC dated January 1, 2021 for a term of 2 years beginning January 1, 2025 to provide residential post-closing due diligence services for Rhode Island Housing's homeownership and loan servicing divisions. To comply with investor and insurer requirements, Rhode Island Housing must conduct regular compliance reviews for residential mortgages that Rhode Island Housing originates, purchases, and subservices. Metasource will provide post-closing services, including whole loan purchase review, post-closing audits, FHA case binders, document retention, integration and development, Fannie Mae loan level for delivery, processing original documents for secondary financing and document service retention for Maine State Housing Authority. Staff has determined the renewal of the master agreement for 2 years is in Rhode Island Housing's best interest as Metasource provides proprietary software and is deeply integrated to the operations of the home. change in value across business functions. There will be a 3% increase under this agreement, which staff, through an informal survey, has determined is more economical than a recompetition through an RFP process. I would be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve. This is Steve.
You moved it. Is there a second?
Second for Rebecca.
Second for Rebecca. Any questions? Hearing none, Kelly?
Absolutely. This is Kelly Kenyon-LaValle. Commissioners, all those in favor of approval of renewal of master agreement with Metasource LLC, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you so much. Item 9, approval of delegation of corporate authority for government National Mortgage Association, Ginnie Mae, MBS programs. And Bernadette, would you please explain and present on this housekeeping item?
Yes, thank you. This is Brandy MacArthur. This request for action is to grant signature authority to certain designated officers and employees to act on behalf of Rhode Island Housing in regard to conducting business with and facilitating our relationship with Ginnie Mae. You'll see two lists of proposed authorized signers attached to the RFA. One is related to our single-family line of business and one to our multi-family line of business. Like the corporate signatory delegations that came before the board last month, this is also a routine item that comes to the board about once a year to allow us to maintain up-to-date lists of authorized signers supporting Ginnie Mae related business functions. Rather than designate in title, Ginnie Mae requires that signatories are authorized in name. So keeping this list refreshed annually allows us to account for any staffing turnover that might occur. The authorized signer list includes staff from the executive, finance, homeownership, development, loan servicing, IT, and compliance areas of the corporation. Any changes to this version from the prior version has been made only to account for staff turnover, and this version will replace any previous designations.
That's it. Any questions? Is there a motion?
Motion to approve. This is Steve.
There second. Second. Sarah. I don't think I hear any questions, so Kelly, to you.
Kelly Kenyon-LaValle, Commissioners, all those in favor of approval of delegation of corporate authority for Government National Mortgage Association, Ginnie Mae, MBS programs, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Very good. Carol, before we conclude and adjourn, anything else?
I want to thank all of you for working with Kevin Hively as we update the strategic plan. I know he was coming back with some of you to talk about performance goals, trying to get our arms around what's most important to the board as we move into a new 2025. So thank you all.
Very good. Carol or James, anything else? Hearing nothing further, there is no further business and requesting a motion to adjourn. Is there such a motion?
So moved. Rebecca.
Second.
I'll second.
Seven. Doesn't require much discussion, so Kelly, vote.
Absolutely. This is Kelly Kenyon-LaValle. Commissioners, all those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, please say nay. For the record, the motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you so much. For those who see you again until Thanksgiving. Find your card,
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I have no idea what